Oh, hello.
Are you dying?
No, I'm not dying.
No, neither am I.
Welcome to the Hot Flush, the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. You're joined by your host, Mrs. Wuger, my friend,
Mrs. Berry,
who survived the inexplicable
abdominal
linguistical
ailment.
Okay.
Inexplicable abdominal ailment.
We're going to come back to that. But we did have a break last week because...
Well, we went to the International Women's Day breakfast with Lucy Bloom because I'm a Country Women's Association member, as is Lucy, of which I really don't remember much of it at all.
So we couldn't do it on the Saturday.
Because I was...
Because... Kim has been very, very ill. Now, Kim, can you explain to our gorgeous friends what's going on in your guts?
Well, I don't really know, but I woke up last Thursday morning hideously nauseous, went to work, as you do, because it wasn't like gastro-nauseousness. It was just this weird, It wasn't like anything. Oh, I've had it before, but it had stopped once I started taking a tablet called Panzertract, which is the enzymes that your pancreas produces, because mine doesn't produce it, right? So it had pretty much gone away since then. Anyway, I got to about 1 o'clock at work when I eventually sort of had to say to my publisher, I've got to go. And I'd sort of Googled. I'd done Dr. Google.
Right? Oh, yeah. That's always going to end well.
So I'd had stomach cramping, nauseousness. I was running a bit of a mild temp, like I had the goosebumps, yep. And I just wasn't quite, I wasn't great.
Woozy.
And yeah, and diarrhea. And, pancreatitis was right up there. And Rob and I on date night the night before had a couple of espresso martinis.
Is it anything to do with the pancreas? I freak out.
Yeah, because basically what happens is your pancreas will basically start eating your digestive system. So it's not good. It's really bad.
It's not a friendly organ.
It's not a friendly organ. In fact, if something does go wrong with your pancreas, it tends to really fuck your shit up.
Oh, yes.
Because there's two parts of your pancreas. One produces the enzymes that help you digest food, and the other part produces insulin. So it's kind of important that
we
it's
need
working.
It. Yes.
And I had basically self-diagnosed myself that I had pancreatitis and that I had it because we'd had three cocktails the night before in quite quick succession. Wasn't because I wasn't off my chops. I wasn't hungover. I wasn't anything like that. And I was just like, no, it's just because we drank it really quickly. And
they're quite rich.
And I've had a lot of, I've been really stressed for quite a few weeks. And maybe it's just reached a point. Like I've really.
Your body's saying stop.
So self-diagnosed pancreatitis. So I went, okay, what I need to do is go home and essentially starve myself and just have lots of fluids. And I'm in the bus going home and the pain got so much worse that I was literally doubled over on the bus.
Did someone help you?
No. Well, I was trying to do it discreetly. Like, I'm sort of doing that, that... What? Anyway.
Were you sweating?
Yeah.
Oh, I had temp.
I just was not in a good place. And so I thought, this isn't actually very good, Kim. And you talk about on the podcast about self-care and Rob constantly says to you that self-care is sexy, so you need to do some self-care. So I checked... My GP has this awesome, he's part of this Hot Doc app and, different.
Are they hot?
Well, no.
I think that's very misleading.
It is misleading advertising.
Because a Hot Doc app, I would be all over that.
I know.
Hot doctors are a thing.
But GP clinics can basically sign up to it and then all of their GPs are on it. You click on them, you're a current patient, blah, blah. And he had... this is a miracle of like huge status. He had a spot at like 2:45 and it was like, that never happens. That never happens. No, sorry, it was 3:45. And so...
Get your hand away from your mouth.
So I went to see him and I said, so do I just go home and just drink lots of fluids and not eat very much? And he just looked at me and goes, no, I'm really not happy. And I'm like, oh, what? Yes, you have abdominal pain everywhere. Like, it's not just where your pancreas is. He goes, there could be a whole host of things that are going on here, and none of them are good if they're just left alone. I'm like, oh, my God. So he goes, who can, you know, have you got someone to drive you?
So can I just pause you there? This is where I start to get hysterical.
I know.
Because I'm going to make it all about me, of course.
And it's so lovely because Wingsy's just like, get to the doctor. Get to the doctor. Go to the hospital.
Go to the hospital. And when you get there.
She's like, roll around on the floor.
And shit yourself.
Shit yourself.
Shit yourself. Just shit yourself and you'll get straight in. That's my hand yet. And then I just spend the whole time worrying.
You were.
I was so worried.
It's so lovely
because
though,
I just can't. We'd like, have to shut the podcast down.
I know that's
which
terrible.
We're going to have to anyway, and we're going to come back to that as to why this might be our last ever podcast.
So, fast forward to me getting to Royal North Shore. Rob got the train from work there. Met me there. The doctor
rang ahead, by the way.
Yeah, he rang ahead.
That's always serious.
I know. When he said, "I'm calling."
How
them,
did you get there?
I was like, oh, I drove.
Oh, you're an idiot.
And because he said to me, can someone drive you? And I went, I've got the car. And he just looked at me just because he's been our GP for now like 20 years.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, of course you do. And I got in almost straight. There was virtually no one in emergency at Royal North Shore.
Different now.
Right? And I just walked
Why
in.
Why did you go to North Shore? Why didn't you go to Northern Beaches?
I'm still in the camp of I'm not ready to instill my faith in that system yet.
Okay.
Once they basically built a – once – Northern Beaches, you know, built a splint for Oscar out of tongue depressors okay. because they were out of the... I just kind of went... But I know lots of people who have been there and have been there for surgeries or have stayed there or, you know, have had problems.
Okay, you're diverting.
But, anyway. And I got in very quickly.
Did you have to do my thing?
No. And of course... But I did do that thing where I was like... Which I advise everyone against... Where I went,
you downplayed it?
No, I didn't downplay it, but I just went, it's not endone worthy. What an idiot.
What the fuck? That is so unlike you.
I know. I don't know. Look, I don't know what was going on. See, this is how you know I'm not well.
Because yeah, because you just start like, talking rubbish.
I'm just like, And so they gave me some Benadine Fort.
Oh, bloody. That's lollies.
And like,
chicken feed.
10, 15 minutes after they gave me that, the pain just went through the roof.
Oh, shit.
And I went up to the triage nurse and I sort of was sitting there and Rob just looked at me and he just got this complete dad voice and just went, if this goes on, I'm giving you 2 more minutes and I'm up at that front desk. And I'm
I
like,
love him.
Oh, okay. And I was like, no, that's fine. And then I turned to him like 5 seconds later and just burst into tears. I mean, it's getting worse. So I went up the front. And I'm like, okay, it's getting worse. Anyway, they took, then the doctor came over and then someone else came over and then I was, and then they took us through to the main arena at Royal North Shore. Which
still
is like,
no hot dogs?
No. Oh. See, I can't even actually remember who
okay.
I saw. And then, but I was in the same bed as I was in when we went back in with my back.
That bed that I threw up?
Yeah. No, that was upstairs. Oh, was okay. After the surgery.
So again, making like, it more about me. And when she had to get something. What was it?
That was my back surgery.
I know, but then you got a scalding staph infection.
I got a staph infection.
I was visiting you and they
I
came
I was telling
in.
You about how they cut it open
yes,
and all the
and
pus.
Yes, and then I vomited.
Yes. And you're, I gotta go. And I'm just sitting there pressing my morphine buzzer like every 3 seconds until the nurse would come around and go, I don't think, did anyone teach you about how the self-release works? And I go, yeah. She goes, we just pressed it 18 times in like 10 minutes. I'm just like.
I'm feeling things and I don't want to feel
I
the things.
I don't want to feel anything.
That's why the world invented alcohol, Kim.
Yeah. So,
which got you into this mess in the first place.
Oh, God. Yeah. So, anyway, so we were in there. They ran all the bloods and the bloods came back. And there's a thing that they measure for pancreatitis called lipates. And my lipates were fine. But he said, but considering your pancreas doesn't produce the normal amount, perhaps for you, normal lipates is actually a problem, you know. Anyway, go home, come back if it gets worse. And then I don't really remember the weekend. That was Thursday night. I don't really remember much of the next few days.
Because we also went to see Lucy on the Sunday,
yeah.
Which you were very unwell at.
I just don't quite
props
even
to you
it.
For even coming.
And then...
Everyone was letting you off the hook too, you know. The
I know.
Facebook page were like,
so
Kim.
Nice. And then when Rob picked me up, he just went, okay, you can't actually even focus on me. Let's go. I was like, okay. And then
then you had a restful week.
And then I went and saw my shrink on Monday morning because I had that as a standing appointment. I was talking to him and he just went, okay, so in unexplained abdominal pain that has not improved.
For five days.
You need to go back after you've seen me. He's literally across the road from Royal North Shore. So We went back and we were there for 12 hours. And when we walked into emergency, there was literally almost a line going out the door. And it was like a war zone. You know when, you know those scenes in MASH when the choppers arrived and then it's just like, you know, that's what it was. Like a scene out of MASH.
So that was like sort of when the coronavirus hysteria really kicked in.
Well, when we'd been there on the Thursday, they had said to us, no, we've set up a separate clinic. But I think what happened was it was literally just each day it gained more momentum. And so more people were just coming in to say, I need to be tested. And Greg Hunt, the federal health minister, had said, if you think you might have it, just go to your local hospital to be tested.
But they really didn't think this through, did they?
And as one of the medicos in emergency said to me, that's a great plan if you have the infrastructure set up to cope with that. And you should have seen the, like, this is the thing that I worried about, was the nurses, the triage nurses, none of them were in gowns and gloves and masks. Like, none of them were being protected. So their employer's not protecting them. And then 5,000 people are coming in because they've got a sniffle. And they're all sitting with the other people coming into emergency who are really unwell, apart from the girl in front of me who had the cat scratch. And don't at me, all you people that added me on Instagram about how cat scratches are really dangerous. I know cat scratches are dangerous. Oscar had them, ended up in hospital. I know, but for fuck's sake, there she was, a cat scratch, a cat bite, and it was like, your local medical centre can put you on a course of IV, can put you on a course of antibiotics and give you a hard strength for it. So don't at me, people.
Don't go to the GP.
And meanwhile, she was sitting there.
ER for that sort of shit.
You know, with her glossy black mane. And then after I'd been triaged and I was walking back, she was actually holding some of her hair across her face as her face mask.
Ugh.
I'm not shitting you. Like, I just wanted to punch on in my weakened state. And they were there for forever. And then they did do a CT scan and they did more bloods. And they were really like, we really don't know. And then the gastro specialist, like, he did actually come around. And he was like, we really don't know. Like, you're obviously not well and you're obviously in pain, but we don't know why.
Okay, because you've made some, and you're up and about today, you're feeling much better today.
I seem to sort of turn the corner Wednesday night, like just started to sort of turn the corner Wednesday night. We went to Wings and Tins because Grovey won his baseball grand final.
Yes.
And I just sat there going, and then I went, I'm just going to try one that's not spicy, that's not, you know, and I just had it.
A wing. Chicken wing.
Yeah. And it was okay.
You didn't shit yourself?
I didn't shit myself. I didn't have crippling stomach cramping and I didn't feel like I was going to vomit. And I went, huh.
Okay, so we discussed prior to the podcast that you've turned into a Mormon, basically. You've made some lifestyle changes.
So what happens when you get an inexplicable abdominal ailment is you stop eating and drinking pretty much everything apart from water. Or Bickford's, hashtag not sponsored, lemon barley cordial.
I love that shit.
Oh, my God.
And Bickford's, get on board.
And Bickford's, we write about them a lot, and they're a really Bickford's. Great company, like a really lovely company. And really going from strength to strength, like huge expansions and growth, really exciting to see for an Australian company based out of South Australia.
Can I just press pause there? Do you know that fancy tonic soda water company that make the cute little bottles of
tonic? Cappy? The Cappy ones or the Fever Tree?
Fever Tree.
Yes.
I was up in Noosa recently.
Noosa.
And I went to get some Sarada. Of course, I only had that particular brand, which I paid $800 for four little bottles.
Of course, yes.
And the man said to me, I said, this is really trendy. It's everywhere. And he said, it's an American company. It's only 8 years old and they turn over like $50 billion a year.
Wow.
Anyways, you were.
We should develop our own tonic company. Let's do that. Let's actually become small business owners that then becomes a huge business but then someone like Coca-Cola Amatil buys into us and then we just make a huge fortune.
Okay, my friend Lisa. She's the vet I told you about.
Yes, yes.
And who I went to the school reunion with.
Yes.
And she had something called a gin and sonic. So it's gin, one part tonic, two parts soda.
And they have to make that, like the bartender. So we could make a sonic.
A sonic. which is a soda and tonic mix. It doesn't have...
Write that down.
Can you write that down? Under Bickford's? I'll have to see whether we can use that.
Anyway, so Wednesday night was okay. Didn't shit myself after some chicken wings. And then Thursday, Friday, I really just started to feel more myself. So here's basically what has happened.
Which means we have absolutely nothing in common anymore.
I just... they said to me, you know, when all of this was going on, they said, if you were in if we put you into hospital, we would put you on an IV and we would basically starve you for 4 days to let everything settle down and calm down. And I was like, it sounds like really terrible. But I literally went home and did exactly the same thing. I could drink some Bickford's cordial or water, and I could sometimes stomach like a piece of dry toast and things like an arrowroot biscuit. Like something that's just dry and plain and just doesn't tax any part of your body, right? And oh then...
Gosh, it's good getting old.
Oh, I know, isn't it? And then, but meanwhile, still raging diarrhea. So it's just like... So my poo doctor did actually say, okay, I'm going to do another... I need a poo sample. I'm like, nothing like pooing on a piece of paper in your toilet and scraping it into a jar to know that you're really alive, is there?
I want to know about the lifestyle changes and why you've become a Mormon.
Because in that time, there was no caffeine, there was no alcohol, there was no fatty food, minimal dairy, and...
No fun.
No fun. Like, just misery. It was misery. It was a week of misery. But I haven't had a hot flush. Not one.
Excuse me, that is quite the breakthrough.
Not one.
She has not had one hot flush since she's become a Mormon.
And I would, like... I would have been averaging at between 4 and 7 a day.
So does that mean you're going to stay on this new regime?
I don't know. It's like really terrible. Like, why would you do that?
Sorry, I can't speak to you, Papa Woog, at the moment.
Oh, Papa Woog.
I love him.
That's so cute. So
if this continues, I will be looking for a new co-host of the Hot Flush. One who can get on board. Obviously, we're not doing booze reviews today because we want Kim to stay alive. And
so I'm going to see what all of these other... Because then the poo doctors had me do all these other tests because it could be other things where I don't have... There's not enzymes or proteins in my gut.
Can this be called the poo edition?
No, there's not that much about poo. There's a lot about stomach
cramping. We're about to talk about poo.
Oh, yeah, we are too. And so, yeah, and then I had all this blood taken on... Whatever day it was, Thursday.
I'm getting a bit bored now.
Yeah, but it's going to take several weeks for me to, for my cells to replace all the blood they took in the blood test.
I know.
And one of them was a genetic test, which was interesting because that's not going to be covered by. That's going to cost me about $1,000, I reckon. Not that I know, and because it's not covered by Medicare, so I'll wait for that bill. Thank you, Hanley Moyer.
I want money. I want skin in that game, the pathology game. Oh,
pathology. That is just a... Yeah, yeah. We've got family friends who are in pathology and they seriously have more money than God.
To have more money than God.
I know. A lot of beautiful jewellery.
Speaking of God, did you hear there's a big Hillsong conference on this weekend?
Do you know, I don't know if that's actually on or if that was just the shovel being naughty.
I do like a good rumour, though.
Oh, my God. Like, kudos to them for starting.
So for all our overseas listeners...
Well, they're all in as much of a lockdown as we are.
We're all in the shit.
Yeah.
Quite literally. And I'm thinking it's only going to be a matter of moments before they close the schools.
Yeah.
Camp, of course, was called off at the last minute. The Easter show is closed. The Burrowing Fair is closed. Everything is closed. All of the shows are closed. The Opera House is closed.
Mm. Where Tim Mitchum's concert next Friday that we're going to is closed.
Everything's cancelled.
Everything's cancelled. And a lot of people are like kind of bitching and moaning about it. And those people need to just pull their head in and go, listen, this is short-term pain for long-term gain.
Absolutely.
So China went into complete shutdown. And now in March... They're down to, and yes, I know their figures are not necessarily, you know, but
Richie,
the World Health Organization, you know, are sort of in there trying to vet all that stuff anyway. But they're down to like 15 new cases a day or something compared to when they were at 1,000 new cases a day. And they went hard like from through January, February, and into and really into this month. So,
well, and you know what? If you choose to self-isolate or pull your kids out of school, that's your choice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like people go, oh, you're being overdramatic. Well, I've got a family member, a very close family member, who's got a very, very compromised immune system.
Yeah.
Do you think that we're going to be sending our kids to school and then going to visit them?
Yeah.
No. We won't.
And we've got two people in it. Like, if Oscar got this, I don't even want to imagine what would sort of happen with it. So I actually pulled him out of one of his social programs, and they were going to the first Manly home game tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just so gutted. But we talked about it, and I said, you know, there's this really bad bug. There's a really bad illness going around. And if you're sitting in a stand and anyone in your sort of like 3 or 4 person radius, front, behind and around, or anyone that you walk past in the crowd, or anyone that you stand in the queue for to get your meat pie, or any guy that's in the toilets when you're in the toilets has it, you are at much greater risk of getting it. And it's going to make you very, very, very sick.
Mm.
And he's just like, okay. And do you know who I feel for the most though? I feel the most for small businesses who are so like desperately affected by it.
Oh, it's just been a bit of a fuck up of a year.
So I think it was Benjamin Law on Twitter. I think it was him.
He's very clever.
Oh, he's so clever. So funny. He was saying that a friend of his actually, ran into a mate who noted the cancellation of an Australian cultural festival, which I think was probably the Easter show. It's the New South Wales, Sydney, Royal Easter show. Cultural festival means half their annual income was obliterated overnight. Like, I can't even fathom, you know.
Speaking of obliterated, the markets are also having quite the ups and downs. Having a bit of skin in that game myself. It's been quite an interesting week, but for some reason, it rallied on Friday. Trump did something.
Was that when he did his widely panned, like, presidential address from the Oval Office or something?
Yeah. Was that when he did? Like, I still, like, sometimes think I've fallen and knocked myself out. And I'm actually, at the moment, in a coma in an ICU with my family and friends gathering around me for years on end. And I'm living in this weird.
And you're going to wake up one day and go,
yes, you wouldn't believe what happened.
Scott Morrison was prime minister. Peter Dutton was responsible for our, like, you know, borders. And Donald Trump was
the apprentice. He's the prime minister. He's the president.
And that numpty, oh, I can't think, his name's fallen out of my head now because that's too many political names for one go. In England, is the prime minister there?
I know. That's what I feel like is going to happen. I'm actually God, wouldn't not wouldn't it be great?
Hey, our mate Wendy Harmer actually put a thing up today. I love the long reads in The Atlantic and The New York Times and The Washington Post. They're always fascinating and so researched.
And you go, I'll just start it.
There was one that I read actually about the flight. Was it MH? I can't remember the one that disappeared over the ocean. And the report was remarkable. And apparently the journalist who wrote that wrote a series of posts that, and then became a book about 9/11 that were basically regarded as the thing. Anyway, Wendy has said today a cogent and concise summation of Trump and his presidency as you will read anywhere. And it's called The Trump Presidency is Over, and it's in the Atlantic.
I haven't read that yet. I saw that.
It's in the Atlantic.com. I started to read it this morning. It's really good. So let's get on top of that. Okay, I'm a Mormon. The world is going to shit.
I'm in a coma.
You're in a coma. Hang on.
I've got some breaking news.
Breaking news.
Every person entering New Zealand will be required to enter a self-isolation for 14 days.
Oh, look. How sensible. Oh, look. The country that is basically the golden child, the poster child for sensibility.
Yeah. That would have been someone who's got a medical background advising the government.
Yes.
Now, if we were really serious about this and we wanted it to go away,
yes,
every person who enters the country from now on is required for 14 days to self-isolate.
Imagine that, though. Like, imagine if you had, like, an Airbnb that you were going to down in, like, some... I mean, the whole... That whole country is like a postcard. But... And then you just were like, oh, we just have to stay here for 14 days.
Do you know what makes me sad about this? My nephew Fergus and his beautiful girlfriend Erin...
Yes.
They were going to Europe.
Oh.
You know, for a big six-week tour. So they've had to cancel it. And yesterday they just booked New Zealand.
Oh, Fergus. I just wouldn't be travelling anywhere.
I wouldn't either.
Like, I don't care. I actually don't care about once you're in the country, because I think there are things that you can do to minimise your chance of catching it. But when you're on a plane and you're confined and that air is reticulated or whatever it is, that's just not good. Hey, one final thing on my inexplicable abdominal ailment is my renewed focus on self-care, because one of the things that could have been a trigger is stress. And a wonderful friend of ours, Sarah, who used to work at the Missing People's Association, she's now an academic, and she's just an all-round good human, was saying that a couple of years ago she had pretty much exactly the same thing, and her poo doctor eventually just said to her, I really think this is just decades of you burying that stress, just pushing it down. And I just went, and I just had something happen. I don't particularly want to go into it. Wasn't on a personal, you know, it's not, but I've just had those few weeks of real sort of intensity, and then Oscar with his thumb, and, you know,
it's been a clusterfuck, right?
It's been like pretty full on. And someone just said something to me that was really, it was upsetting. I did the whole grief thing. Like, I was really hurt, then I was really upset, then I was really angry, and then I was like, you know, and then I was like, I have to leave some time before I talk to this person, because I want to actually let all that settle.
Yeah, and see what's left over.
And then actually go, this is actually the root of it. These are the core, you know.
Yeah, I absolutely get that.
And that was basically where I was at when this arrived. And it's certainly not due just to, you know, I'm not saying that that's all. You know, it was just, that was, I think that was the final bird on the branch.
And I think women of our age carry around so much stress that we do not want to deal with it. And I think that could cause some massive health implications.
And I was talking to our beautiful
friend. Apparently I'm a doctor.
You look like a doctor.
Thank you. Am I a hot doc, though?
Oh, yes, total hot doc. You're a MILF doc. I was also talking to our gorgeous friend Amanda, who had a shitstorm of a year last year, literally.
Yeah, with she her. Got something called a thunderclap migraine.
Oh, after that.
Oh,
she
had yeah.
the colon and the diverticula, you name it. But we were talking about it, and she said the very first, big digestive thing that she had, like problem, was then diagnosed as the first indicator of her PTSD. And I just sort of said, because I said to Rob when I was in the midst of all of this, I said, I know that they can't find anything, but there's definitely something. And so to me, this is for me my wake-up call, that if I don't make changes and do things now when it's currently inexplicable, then it will reach a point where it will be where Amanda was at, or that it is pancreatitis, or it is something that then may have to involve, like, invasive surgeries and invasive. And so
what are you going to do?
I have re-signed up to Headspace, and I'm doing a daily meditation, and the stretches and exercises that my amazing physio gave me for my back, that I'm meant to do 3 times a day, I am at least now doing every morning. I do my meditation, and then I do the stretches. I'm going to see how long I can go on my sort of no alcohol, no caffeine. At the moment, it doesn't feel like... At the moment, I still don't feel like it.
Yeah, gosh, no.
My system is still just going...
Because your subconscious will be associating that with extraordinary pain.
Yeah. And that's certainly not to say, you know, someone's... Like, I'm not doing some... I am not being
That's like
some...
me when I eat a Zinger burger. I'm not going to shit myself in 20 minutes. So I associate a Zinger burger with being on the toilet. But sometimes it has to be done.
Sometimes it has to be done. Sometimes these things...
The baby needs it. Because when I was pregnant, I'd always be eating hot chips and chocolate milkshake. I was like, it's for the baby.
It's for the baby. And now I make myself ice cream sundaes at night and go, the baby must need dairy. It must need dairy in all forms. Whipped cream, ice cream.
And I was doing the shopping with H-Man yesterday. And I said, grab us some super large tampons, Dals. And he goes, yeah, and chucks them in. Then we get to the soft drink aisle. He goes, if you get any period, I said, yeah, it's supposed to be today. So we put in the 2 bottles of deep spring lemon water. So, you know, I'm teaching my boys.
You are.
About care. Things that mummy needs.
Yeah.
When she
this
needs
helps.
Them.
This helps mum when she's feeling really shit.
And then Jackie will come in and say, do you want me to get you a hot water bottle?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's like the first day, like I think it was the Friday morning, Jasper came in and just sort of said to me, can I make you a cup of tea?
So sweet.
So sweet. I'm doing some self,
for all those
doing some self-care.
Interested. I've turned the corner with the H-Man.
Oh, my God.
We're like best friends. This is huge.
Just roll around in that for a while.
We are having so much fun because he's got his L's, so we're driving. And then we're laughing. And do you know what it is? I've stopped yelling at him.
But you stopped yelling at him because his behaviour improved. Yeah?
No.
Do you think they're both not reacting
to the behaviour.
Yes.
Whereas before I was reacting. And like a dog, any attention is good attention.
Yes.
So I just stopped reacting when he said revolting things. Or I just walked away. Or I just didn't give it any attention. Yes. And then I praised the good behaviour. And then I said...
Like a toddler.
And I wrote an article about it, which was very widely read. Thank you very much, everybody. And now he's like, we hang out.
This is the thing. I remember when Felix was a toddler, he was so aggressive and violent and angry. And then I stopped just reacting to that. And when he did something lovely, I'd go, oh, like he'd build a, you know, bloody beautiful track with Thomas the effing engine. And I'd go, oh, what an amazing track. And you could literally see...
Yeah.
Physically, the change in him of just like the
relaxing.
Shoulders would go back and relaxing and the...
And not so angry. And we're still getting little snippets of it there. And, you know, Mr. Chand and I were on the phone call. Like, he's the deputy principal. We're basically dating. did have a chat and we have a meeting next week about something that's, you know, not mine to share with the group. But nothing too bad.
Yeah.
They call him the unsuspendable woog. At the school. He's just like me. He is exactly like I was.
Yeah, but I've seen Mr. Woog now when he gets a bit tetchy and a bit riled up and I'm like, fuck, that's just Harry. So he's copping it from both gene pools. Poor kid.
Anyway, he's going out on a date tonight with a woman. He showed me a photo and his dad. And we just went, oh, you're right. Because she's so gorgeous. Yeah, Harry, I think you might be like...
punching above your weight, mate.
Or getting catfished. I was going for Vita at Darling Harbour. I said, don't wake up, you know, in an ice bath without your kidneys or anything. Oh, anyway, good on him.
Oh, wow.
He's got lofty ambitions.
Lofty ambitions. Hey, should we talk about readers' questions?
I just want to quickly talk about period poo. So I
did you see how I just tried to...
So there's been a lot of poo chat. Period poo. And if you don't want to talk about it, and which I absolutely understand, but I suggested it as a topic and lots of people responded to that saying, oh, thank God it's dropped just me. So if you don't like talking about feces, don't blame you. But just fast forward for the next 5 minutes. Why can't I stop? What's that word there?
blame prostaglandins. Blame prostaglandins. Just before your period begins, the cells that make up the lining of your uterus begin producing more prostaglandins.
And that's why you poop a lot more around your period. And why does it smell so bad, Kim?
Oh, this aspect's likely because of your premenstrual eating habits. You can blame unusual food cravings on the hormone progesterone. Progesterone helps regulate your period. It rises before it and helps you prepare your body for conception and pregnancy. Fuck off, progesterone!
Hey, and that's why you have that Zinger burger.
Yeah, high levels of progesterone during the premenstrual phase have been linked to compulsive eating before your period. Oh, you know, it explains why you want to stuff all the feels and irritability down with ice cream and chocolate at that time of the month. Do you know, it is, it's that day and you're like, why can I not stop eating? And then your period arrives.
I know. And it's like, that's when I crave Zingers and cheeseburgers and it's always savory stuff. And it's those sort of changes in your normal diet that gives you something that Paul Nicholson used to always say at uni, and I used to always Paul Nicholson, Nico.
Yeah.
Who married Nita. Yeah. He used to always say, he can tell, because we lived with him and three girls, because he said, you've got period breath. PB, he used to call it. It's a true thing.
Wow.
And farts.
Oh, period farts.
And I don't know whether I should get into this. Why do you get constipated, Kim?
Well, because you get the runny poos before it arrives, then you get your period, then you get constipated, and then your period finishes and you get runny poos again. I don't understand. So why do you get constipated? Hormones! Fuck.
You have to up the fibre in your diet.
Low levels of prostaglandins and high levels of progesterone can both slow digestion and make your poop go MIA.
It's a great little article that we've got from Healthline.
Healthline. If you have period constipation, upping the fibre in your diet, exercise, and drink lots of water can help keep things moving.
Well, sometimes you get diarrhea. I know I do, Kim.
Yes, I do too.
It's not very nice.
No. It's also quite urgent. It's like urgent diarrhea.
Yeah.
Yes. So, if you're a coffee drinker and tend to partake in more coffee to help perk you up during your period, that could make the diarrhea worse because coffee has a laxative effect.
I know. And when I used to be a smoker, Kim,
yes.
I used to get up in the morning and have a coffee and a durry.
And then a poo? And then then your day was underway.
Oh, my God. It was like having a packet of Ford pills. Remind me to tell you a funny story.
Oh, decaffeinated coffee. Also has a laxative effect, so that's not going to help you either. Oh,
I don't really care about that.
Oh, what was it though? Other people might. What was it?
Doesn't hurt, that's boring. To poop. I can't tell if I have cramps or need to poop. Is that normal?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's boring. Is there any way to prevent my tail?
Oh God, I can't believe you can't say the word. Is there any way to prevent my tampon from coming out every time? Pelvic muscles and how things are situated inside make some people more likely to push a tampon out during a bowel movement. Straining to pass a hard bowel movement. How are we going there, listeners?
I'm not going well.
Can also, look, seriously, it's just anatomy. It's just going to happen. Stop it. No. Do I have to change my tampon every time I poop? No, I'm not doing that. Why are we talking about wiping now? I'm not talking about wiping. Seriously, that's too far. Nothing seems to help.
This seemed a really good idea at the meeting we had of our pre-production meeting.
I must say, I saw that you were putting out a call about period poo, and I go, are we talking about this again?
But I've never really talked about it in a scientific way, which we're talking about it now.
Yeah, so look, it's related to prostaglandins and also progesterone. So, and if you get a bit backed up, make sure that you are eating food with lots of fiber and drinking lots of water.
Okay, quick story about Ford pills.
Okay.
One of my sisters, of which I have three.
Yes.
Was really, 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 really sick.
Right.
And she sort of presented with so many sort of symptoms and like high blood pressure and drama and anyway, and the doctors did not know what was wrong with her, so they put her in an isolation ward at Hawkesbury Hospital, and it was only after a few days that we could only just wave to her through the window. She did confess that she had been eating a packet of Ford pills every day to lose weight.
Wow. A packet could afford pills. That's...
But she was so embarrassed to tell anyone, so she burned on that she had this mystery ailment, which was obviously a packet of Ford pills every day is going to make you pretty bloody sick.
I'm just going to tell you all right now that I have not been eating a packet of Ford pills every day.
What about some Metamucil?
No, I don't have any of those things because I poop all the time. The last thing I need is a pooping aid.
And thus ends our session on period poop. Let's get to the reader's questions.
Okay, well, curiously, when like every week, dear listeners, we go, are you going to put the shout out or will I put the shout out? And then, you know, one of us puts the shout out. So this week we both put a shout out.
Yeah, because yours was just asking people to tell them about the toilet paper. There was no questions.
No, I did ask something. I said ask us your questions and tell us how many rolls of shit biscuits you have in your house. Because I've never heard the phrase shit biscuit before until shit you tickets. Used it. No, oh, shit tickets. Right. Anyway, so I'm just going to... Yeah, I'm not actually going to go through everyone talking about how many roles they have. I think a shout out to my friend Rach, who is a support manager for people with disability, and the floor of the showers at work collapsed yesterday. Now, work for her is a home with some you know, clients who have a disability. So that's, you know, let's just have a shout out for her that... Yeah, you know, no floor in a shower with in a household of people with a disability. It's not good for any household, but that's just, yeah, it's not great. And Elaine, her son is on the same Duke of Ed hike that Jasper is currently on out there in this glorious rain, hiking up.
And she says she wants to meet you at pickup.
I know, but Jasper's friend's dad is bringing him home. I managed to score that. God, it's so much toilet paper stuff.
Okay. Very happy with your recommended Country Road top on sale. Thanks, Kate. I wrote back, I'm so pleased. And then Julie wrote back, she also bought Kim's Dick Juba maxi dress too. I said, which dress was that one? The Lara Tie front maxi dress. Now, I think that might be my one.
That's your one.
Okay. Thanks, Julie.
I wanted that in the black, not the print, and they never had it back. They've never brought it back.
Oh, okay. And for those who are on Instagram after this, we're doing Kim's going to try on the linen tank for period poo. I used to get constipated for the duration of my period. This is from Robin. It was like the lower hemisphere refused to have any more than 2 hours functional at the same time. Read that.
Oh my god.
Period poo. I always used to get constipated for the duration of my period. It was like the lower hemisphere refused to have more than 2 outlets functional at the same time. I think that should be the opening line of a book. That was right until the end when every time I got a period in the last 6 months of menses, I felt like I wanted to shit half my guts out one end and throw up the other half and crawl up into a heap and die.
Oh, this is Robin. What we all go through. God.
Robin, you're unreal. Stop buying toilet paper.
Yeah. Oh, Tina asked if either of us had communication from our schools. Were they prepared for shutdowns?
Yeah, we've had a lot of communications from schools. It's just sort of updating us on who and who can and cannot come to school.
Mm.
So if you've been in Uzbekistan, you know, that sort of thing. People, a lot of stuff about hoarding food and toilet paper. Just don't be an idiot.
I think, you know, I mean, I know that when everyone started to hoard it and I was the biggest, like, you know, people are idiots. But in all seriousness, what is going on in people's minds that they feel that, like the fear. That's coming from fear.
Have you ever run out of toilet paper?
Yeah.
It's the worst.
I know. But... coronavirus isn't going to give you diarrhea.
No, I get that. But if they say to us everything's locked down for the next month and you run out of bog roll, and the way we go through it in our family is quite remarkable.
Yeah. I must say ours are like, our boys have been quite good in scaling it back.
Good. Sonia, period poos are the worst. Having to deal with the full release of all their splendour of the two horrendous things on day two... Never fails to disgust me. Whoever planned it that way needs shooting. We've got the best readers. Don't we? Misses or whatever the flushes.
So Deborah says, a hot tip, her hubby's on a carnivore diet, and that means less pooping, which means less bog roll use. She's down 60% in pooping. True story. Yeah, but Deborah, he's going to end up with colon cancer. Like, just get the guy eating some fiber, for God's sake.
Sharon, do you have regular bug tests to check health issues? Do you act on the results if they're not ideal? Do you feel like keeping on top of your mental and physical health sometimes becomes a part-time job and as we get older, i.e. it requires concentrated time and effort? Yes, 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 tickety tick, tick. No, no, no. So at the moment, I'm sitting on 3 referrals for different scans.
Yep.
But I've decided that the first quarter, of which we are coming to an end soon, it's all about dental work.
Okay.
And then the next one is just a regular mammogram. And then we work down to the ablation.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, we just try and get it all. But it's like a car. When it's brand new on your baby, everything runs smoothly.
No,
hopefully.
No. This down here, your, what did she call it? Her lower hemisphere is a priority. You need to scale that up above the boobs, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, stop. You're just, yeah, you're trying to make that all sound very, you know, adult.
God!
And it's not.
Damn it!
It's just you.
You saw through that. It's just like I'm made of glass.
Yeah, no. Nah, you do that and I'm going to make you like some cannelloni. I'm going to make you a lasagna.
I just don't want to be fucked by the camera.
You'll be asleep.
Dildo cam.
Won't you be asleep?
No, because I could dildo cam you first and work out what's going
on. Oh, God, that's nothing. That's nothing. Take some Panadol and then go in and just be a big girl.
No, I know.
Yeah, I know. It's shitty, but you have to go and do it.
Lindley, I get period farts. Only occasionally strange poo, but the farts. Oh, my God, that could strip paint off a wall. My sister and niece are the same. And then everyone said yes. And they are a special kind of fart, actually. They're hot.
They are hot.
And they're not necessarily loud.
Nope.
But they are, know when
they... There are actually like a leaking gas.
Yeah. And like once I did one, I was on the couch and the dog got up and walked out of the room.
You know, the worst thing is when you're in an open plan office and you can't let them out. You just got to hold them in and then you get stomach cramps.
Well, then Yeah. What about when you open the elevator and someone's just dropped their guts and you have to pretend that you can't smell it?
This is actually why I can. This is why I can never move into a position of authority where I have my own office, because I would happily fart all day and people would just be like, "I can't meet you in your office," and I'd be like, "That is fair."
Oh. And Helen just wanted to say, "I'm glad that you're back." Kim is up and walking around. Woolly's biting her tongue. She's back.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. So Woolly's last night in Narrabeen. We walk in because we're literally like, I've got stuff for dinner, but we walk in because I've met Rob. I'd been to the chemist. And so Rob just arrived on the bus and blah, blah. And he was like, "Oh, I really just feel like something, you know, I want to do some hungry shopping, like some, let's shop hungry."
Oh, have you seen my cupboard?
So we literally walked in and we just went, what's going on? What's happening in here? It was seriously like, you know, when you're waiting for doors to open and, or, you know, the start of an event or something and everyone's just milling around outside. Well, that's what it was like, except all those people were milling around on the other side of the registers. So they were already in Woolworths and every single self-serving machine had stopped working. So I think it's 8 machines. No, and of course Woolies doesn't then have as many people on staff because they've got the self-serving checkouts,
which everyone is like touching.
Yeah. And so there's 2 people on checkouts and then 2 people on the, you know, when you go through, when you've just only got a couple of things, and that was it. So there was like, I don't know, 20 people deep on each line. And then one of the guys, you know, who's like 16, just goes, "Oh, sorry, I'm closing now after you." And I'm like going, "It's going to be a riot. It's going to be a riot." And now, of course, everything, I'm just like really conscious of if it's like starting to, I'm like, "Oh, I've got to move away. I've got to move away. Breathe in the white light. Breathe out the black smoke. Breathe in the white light. Breathe out the black smoke." And I was just like, we were there for so, like, we were there for like 45 minutes.
Worst job in the world this week.
And we bought 2 types of chips.
Worst job in the world this week. My friend Cracker is the chief operating officer of Woolworths Home Delivery.
Oh my God.
She's so like important.
Yeah.
But she's not having a good week.
How would you though? Like how, it wouldn't matter how competent you were at that job. You would have had no.
She is the most competent professional person I've ever met.
You would have had no forewarning that this was how Australians were going to react.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, not been great. So, well, there you go. That's for being like corporate ass kisser and climbing the ladder and being
successful.
$1 million salary at the age of 40.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, I chose the wrong guy. Psychosomatic symptoms. Is menopause or COVID? I wish this is from Harriet, and Ruth jumps in and says, I wish menopause could get fucking COVID.
Yes. That would be good.
Merrin. I'm sure flushers don't need to be reminded to be kind to hospital staff. We are doing our best under very trying circumstances. Please don't shout at us. And Merrin is a friend who I met on one of the Woods World retreats, and she's the nicest. Like, she's that nurse you want.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That nurse you just, who's got that face.
Do you know?
That you trust and who's going to, knows that you want an extra blanket before you even tell her.
Yeah. I have to say,
if anyone yells at you, Merrin, you let me know who that is and I'll go them.
Every single nurse and doctor that I saw at Ronald Shaw were above and beyond. They were so, so good. And I just thought, and you could see on that Monday when we went in, just how stressed and angry they were because the system was not supporting them.
Mm.
Like, they're trying to do their job, but, you know, the powers that be and the bureaucracy have not. And so it was then left to them to go, okay, we have an entire group of people here, like probably 50 people who are potentially highly contagious with a disease, you know, with an illness. And then we have, and then we probably have 20 people here who have presented with a whole host of ailments who are obviously really sick, apart from Cat Bite Lady. And it was just like, and you could see they were so frustrated. And that sort of really, that, yeah, that pisses me off.
Mm. So be nice to the hospitals. Just be nice to everyone.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a general rule.
Yes.
And if you see any acts of dickheadry,
call it. Call it out.
Go, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Danny. Oh, my God. I didn't realise period poo was a thing for others. Why does my shit become so runny, messy, grainy? It's like fucking mass murder.
Grainy? Oh, man, too grainy. Far.
Who's Danny. That?
But good on you.
Too far, Danny. Because that's too... I think in a hot flush first, Danny, you have made Kim gag. You need to write that down on the show notes. That is a first.
Oh, God.
Grainy crap. Got Kim Berry gagging.
Oh, God.
Okay, Kirsty, well, she controls herself. Kirsty wants to talk about shit menopausal hair. Mine has gone from looking great for 2 days to needing to be washed and blow-dried every 12 hours to look decent. Help. Kirsty?
Cut it all off.
Cut it all off or get yourself some dry shampoo. Or put in a ponytail. Oh, gosh. I don't think I'm going to read this one out. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. Victoria, had a horrendous experience with my last perimenopausal period. I'm scared stiff of the next. Last one arrived a week early on the night of my fringe performance. Very embarrassed to say that I have now experienced the self-ejecting tampon mid-song with one swift crescendo giving it all and, well, let's just say the floodgates opened. Holy shit, Victoria. Okay. Thank God I was in all black sequin skirt thanks to the inspo Kate. Managed to waddle off stage left. Post-song to scrounge a spare tampon from the girls out the back catering for the show. Jesus, when I thought it couldn't get any worse. Mortified. Just thought I'd share. Okay. We did talk about the self-ejecting tampon a couple of episodes ago.
We did.
It happened to me at an airport and it's happened to Kim at work.
Yeah.
How to stay...
No, where did it happen to me? No, I was at Woolies.
At Woolies.
And I was crouched down looking at
Thank
deodorants.
Thank you for sharing, Victoria. That was terrific. Justine, how to remain calm and relaxed when you are surrounded by negative and panic. What's nice things we can do for ourselves to establish or maintain our sense of balance and calm? I've got one good word for you. You get off your phone, you get off the media, you stick your head in a book, go for a walk, go to the movies. Just get off your phone.
Yeah.
Get off your phone.
It's so true.
Seriously.
Amanda Palmer put a thing up yesterday saying, "What if everything, if all the phone system and everything went down, what would you do?" And I just, the first things that just came out of my head were walk over to the beach, take the kids for a bushwalk, bake, actually baking was first, and read a book.
Or go to the pub.
Just pump. Get a counter to tea. All just came out.
There's lots of things to do, but if you're spending your whole time, and if you look around, wherever you are, you might be on a train, you might be in a shopping center, everyone's got their nose stuck in a phone, yeah. And it's my job, and some of the best part of the world is, like, not getting on your phone.
Yeah.
Because if you don't read it, it didn't happen.
This is true.
Can you remind Shay, want everyone to be kind to people in any form of retail? It's truly not our fault the stuff we don't have to stop has purchase limits or costs more. Stop shooting the messenger.
Yes.
And Cindy, I think we'll finish with you. I hope Kim's feeling better.
Oh, I am.
As a normally calm person, all that's happening is very overwhelming and scary. I also work in healthcare. Tips on remaining calm and rational. Well, we've just talked about that, Cindy, but thank you for caring about our Kimmy as much as I did.
I know.
Because I can't imagine life without you. And, of course, I also Googled all your symptoms, and it went, cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
So then that's when I was freaking out, because the world would not be without you.
Yes. But as my poo doctor says, you don't present as someone who has cancer.
We're going to finish up there. I'm sorry about all the poo talk, but...
Oh, my God.
You guys wanted to talk about it, and, you know... So Danny.
Let that be a lesson to
Danny,
you.
Danny, this episode is dedicated to you. Well done. Have a wonderful, fabulous week. We love you. You take care. And as we like to say...
Just keep plucking.
Or pooing.
No, just plucking. Well, no pooping, because that's important. Otherwise you'll get, like, you
stop
know,
it. Bowel cancer. Stop.